Father, we thank you, Lord, and give you the praise and glory for the opportunity for all of us to gather together in one accord. Ha, glory to God. The Bible says when they were all in one accord and gathered together in one place, then the Holy Spirit fell. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit fall upon everyone that's here today for encouragement. And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, the praise and give the glory to you, Lord. Amen and amen. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is day three of our Reloading Your Faith. You know, in the face of all odds and all adversities. And I'm going to leave a lot of time today for shares and reactions and the like. You know, but before I do that, I want to just read a couple of scriptures. You know, this is another way that you encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, it's through, you know, hymns, you know, and spiritual psalms and songs and things like that. You can encourage yourself as an individual. We're going to read that. You can also encourage one another as a group. It's all good in the scriptures to do that. You know, so Paul, in a couple of his admonitions to, you know, the Ephesians and the Colossians, he wrote about these things, you know, the power that's in hymns and spiritual songs. You know, not just some, you know, meaningless, you know, songs, but powerful hymns and spiritual songs, he said. You know, so those are the ones that can really inspire you. So that's what I want to talk about today briefly in this, in my portion of the exhortation before I yield it today. Let the word of Christ, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Now that is a powerful exhortation, you know, that you can use to exhort one another and also, you know, yourself. Also in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, again, Paul brings the same kind of admonition. He says, well, be not unwise. You know, let me start it from verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly. This is Ephesians 5 and 15. For be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In fact, that verse is present continuous. Be being filled with the Spirit. So how it says it, the original. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So we see the admonition about hymns and spiritual songs. You know, the song, there are some hymns that are just anointed like that, that people have used congregational singing over, you know, decades. I mean, brought blessings to people. Well, you can also, some of those songs were really anointed by those who wrote them way back when. But, you know, and as you can sing them to yourself, you know, can bring you encouragement, especially, you know, depending on what the song actually says. Nobody should be singing songs that they don't know what the lyrics actually say. You know, some people just sing songs. This is how young people get trapped into crazy stuff. They're just jumping, singing stuff, lyrics that are demonic, that they don't even know anything that it says. They're just jumping over it and so on. No. You know, when you sing, the book of, Psalm 47 verse 7, you know, tells us that when we sing, what does it say we should do? We have to sing with understanding. You know, that's right. Sing ye praises with understanding. That's what it says in Psalm 47 verse 7. So we don't just sing anyhow. What you sing, make sure you are understanding it. In other words, check it out. You don't know the lyrics. Don't just sing any song that you just, oh, you like the melody and you're just singing along. You don't even know what it says. Some of those songs can even be accursed, and yet you don't know what it says just because you like the lyrics. I mean, just because you like the sound, the melody. No. The melody must carry spiritual meaning in the lyrics, you know. I mean, it must go along with spiritual meaning in the lyrics. You know? Making melody, but it's spiritual songs and spiritual hymns that we sing. Praise the Lord. Well, let's read a few things about praises as well. You know, you can... Sometimes hymns can be very solemn and can bring a solemn message and calming effect into your mind. You know, when your mind might be rattled because of various things. But also praises have a power to shatter many things. Psalm 47 says, God is gone up with a shout. Now, this psalmist, I don't know why, but he always loved people to shout. You know, I mean, some people are mellow, you know. There's different ways of praising the Lord. Some people are kind of mellow. Some people like to shout. But this psalmist, he loved to shout. Yeah, would always say things like, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, you know, things like that. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises, he said to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. How many times are you going to say that? For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. So that's the one that tells you, don't just sing unless you know what the lyrics mean. You know, so we sing praises with understanding. These psalms, as you know, I mean, it's all about praising the Lord. I mean, it's just about every other psalm that you read, you know, has to do with praising the Lord, praise him in the beauty of holiness, praise him for one thing or the other, praise him according to his excellent greatness. I mean, the psalms are just, you know, full of praising the Lord. Well, let's read a few of them, you know, that just call out the praises of God. And in fact, you know, David liked to think of the praises of God as the high praises of God. You know, not just mellow. Mellow is good sometimes too. I mean, you know, you know, there's a song that says, you know, sometimes hallelujah, sometimes gently singing, and sometimes shouting the victory, however it is, but you do it with understanding. Praise the Lord. You must know what the hymn says or what the song says. You do it with understanding. And they have the carrier songs and hymns. They carry the capacity to bring refreshing and restoration. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Psalm 95. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. I mean, this man, he loved to shout, you know, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's an art of worship that's almost extinct. Yeah, sometimes people just don't remember, you know, to kneel and worship and bow down before the Lord. But yeah, you know, it's part of the way of praising the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Psalm 96, verse 1. I was saying in one of these lessons in this series that the way you sing a new song, you start with the old song. In the old song, you speak of all his testimonies. Yes, Hannah, she wrote a powerful song. I mean, a powerful song is written of her, and she wrote unto the Lord, you know, say, the Lord, you know, is the one that killeth, is the one that maketh alive, is the one that sets beggars, take them from the doors, set them among the princes, is the one, you know, by strength shall no man prevail against him, and all those beautiful things, you know, a song of victory. You know, Miriam and the rest of them wrote, you know, sang songs of victory. So Moses sang songs of victory, you know, when the Lord threw Pharaoh and his chariots, the horse and his rider, be thrown into the sea, all those things. And then, how do you sing a new song? Well, one day, the Lord gives you another victory that you can add to your list, and you add that to the songs. Praise God. Or one day you just give you a new song. You know, but if you're wondering, well, how do I sing a new song? It's easy. You know, you can always add the, you know, and the new victories to your song lyrics. You say, well, you know, if you say the Lord has thrown the horse and his rider into a chariot, maybe that's what he did one time. Well, maybe another time it's something else that he did. You add that into it. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. You know, every day we can experience some saving power or saving grace of the Lord. Every single day. There are things that he saves us from that we don't even know, you know, that he delivers us from. But if he didn't, we wouldn't make it through that day. We would probably be gone before the end of the day. But the Lord is always saving us. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. You know, we're told to declare his glory among, you know, the heathen, even wonders among the people, you know. For he is the God above all gods, you know. All the gods of the nations are idols. They are the work of men's hands. They are the rebellion in the hearts of people. You know, but the Lord, he made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary, you know. And he said, give unto the Lord, O you kindred, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of the holiness. I mean, beauty of holiness for fear, you know, and fear before him all the earth. And on and on and on, you know, he talks about, you know, praising the Lord. Here's one about singing a new song unto the Lord. Psalm 98. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Why? For he has done marvelous things. This is the reason why I say your new song can be about the new things that he just did. You know, God for means because. You know, the reason you are singing a new song is because he has done marvelous things. And you take a new marvelous thing that he has done, you add it to the list of marvelous things that he has done before, and it becomes a new song. And on, you know, his right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. And verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye earth. You know, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. I love this one. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, and some of these songs over the years, they've been made into melodies. People have come up with melodies, and they can really be great when you sing them congregationally. It's powerful. It can also be great when you sing it to yourself, and so forth. On and on and on, you know, throughout the Psalms, he's talking about it. But it looks like he always likes this shouting and noise, you know, rejoice to the loud noise. Look at it again in Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, not we ourselves, his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. You know, many psalms like this give us, you know, admonitions and so forth to be thankful, you know, bless his name. And so on, you know. So that's another way that you encourage. We spoke about praise yesterday, but this is another angle of praise. It's hymns, spiritual songs, and psalms. You know, those are already full of praise. You can write your own psalms too. You know, write down your praises. When the Lord gives you a new song, write it down. If David didn't write down all these things, we wouldn't have them today. You know, all these things that we are rejoicing over, all these psalms, is because somebody wrote them down. So write down your songs, your new songs. I mean, you don't have to be a singer by virtue of your career or whatever. But, you know, there is not a single person on this platform right now that God has not given you a new song at one time or the other. You know, he gives you those new songs, but sometimes we trifle with them because we don't think of anything and we don't write them down. But those are great. You write them down. You sing them. You record them. You know, I sometimes when I have my phone with me and a new song comes, I'll quickly, you know, hit my recording thing on the phone and just sing it because I know I'm going to forget. And then someday I'll go back and listen to the, oh yeah, that really sounds good. You know, so, I mean, write it down, sing the new song, rejoice. You know, one day the overcomers will sing also a new song together, which nobody else could learn. Well, you need to have some practice of new songs right now. Practice, you know, singing the praises of the Lord and new songs and so on. It can bring encouragement, you know, to your heart, you know, when you sing the praises of the Lord. You know, people have been known to say that while they are in praise, that's when they hear, you know, from the Lord the most, you know, or something just moves when you are really deep in praises. Well, you know, take advantage of praising the Lord from time to time, especially in the face of adversity. And while you are facing many situations that are contrary, you know, it's easy to praise the Lord when you have plenty. And in the day of prosperity, it's easy to praise the Lord in those days. But make a practice of praising the Lord all the time. Whether you are up or down, whether things are plenty or things are rare, or, you know, whether we are in abundance or we are in want, it doesn't matter. Let's just praise the Lord, you know, and sing these hymns and various things to yourself. Give thanks unto the Lord. Now, thanksgiving is another way, you know, just thanking for you know, what he has already done. Praise him for, you know, what he is yet to do, and just be thankful unto him. Scripture commands us to be thankful. And even your, when you are making your request unto the Lord, Philippians 4 and 6 says, do it with thanksgiving in your heart. Let your request be made unto God with thanksgiving, you know, always. And what should the redeemed of the Lord be saying? Well, are you the redeemed of the Lord? Listen to it in Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Huh? That's right. Has the Lord redeemed you from various things? Well, then say so. Huh? Glory to God. Then give him the praise, and it will encourage your heart. He said in Psalm 103, he said, Lord, my heart is fixed. And, you know, he's not going to let his mind wander here and there. No, my heart is fixed on the Lord. Isaiah 26 and 3. You know, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on thee. Well, this man said in Psalm 108, verse 1, my heart, O Lord, is fixed on thee, and I will give you praise. I will sing even with my glory. Well, there was one time when the ark was coming back home that this man, you know, was glorious in his dancing before the Lord. In fact, he looked at the crown that was on his head. He said, this thing is a hindrance, it's a distraction. He threw the crown away, took his kingly robe and everything. He said, this thing is a distraction. He cast the thing away from him. And he began to do cartwheels and sing and dance and roll before the Lord. My goodness. He'd never seen any such thing. Even his wife, the young wife, Milcah, the son, the daughter of Saul, looking through a window, said, oh, my goodness, look at this shameful man. Come on. You know, you are the king. Why are you behaving like this? So, you know, but David was doing it before the Lord because the ark was coming back home. She waited until he got in the house, and she got in his face. She wasn't even afraid of the anointing of the Lord. You know, God in the face. You know, sometimes people are not even afraid of the anointing of, but David himself, he was always scared of the anointing of the Lord. He would never say a word or say any negative thing or lift a hand against someone that was anointed. But this woman wasn't even afraid. Yeah, she said, how glorious was the king of Israel this day to debase yourself like that in the street among them in front of the women? I mean, look at you. Doing cartwheels, casting off your robe and your crown and everything, and doing all this stuff in the streets. I mean, you ought to be more dignified than that. She was not even afraid to open her tongue against the anointing of the Lord like that, or the anointed of the Lord. But David, oh yeah, David gave it to her and said, look, for one thing, it was before the Lord. Secondly, the same God that chose me over your father's house. That's how you tell it. You know, so he told it to her. God chose me over your father's house, therefore I will praise him. And if you think what you saw in the streets was, you know, shameful, you haven't seen anything yet. I will be even more base than that, because it is before the Lord. And all those women you thought, you know, looked at me spitefully, no. I will be hiding honor in front of them, and I will do even more than this, because the Lord chose me rather than your father's house. And the Lord was angry. The fact that this woman would open her mouth to despise somebody that was praising the Lord. Never do it. You know, you may not understand how somebody is praising the Lord. You despise them. You say, why are they acting crazy like that? They should be more polished. They should be more civilized. You know, there are some, congregations and different things, that denominations, they don't know how to shout the victory. Theirs is to just be civilized, you know, when they come into the presence of the Lord. So if they go to a place and they see people jumping up and down and so forth, they will just despise them in their heart. They say, why are they jumping up and down? But be careful when you do that. The Lord, you know, was angry with this woman, smote her, and she was barren all her days because she opened her mouth in disdain against somebody that was praising the Lord. More so, somebody that was anointed. The anointing of God was upon David. You don't do it. You know, just leave them alone. You know, but David, he knew how to get down. He said, I will praise the Lord even with my glory. That's right. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early and I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises among the nations, for thy mercy is great above the heavens. And thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. And, you know, he would always, you know, praise the Lord and tell of his wonderful things. Tell of the mercy of the Lord. Tell of his glory. Let me read one more psalm here. I'm going to, you know, then I'll wrap up my segment here and allow you to do more shares. Praise the Lord. Maybe one or two psalms. Psalm 111, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation of them, you know, that are God's children. I will praise the Lord. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion and all of these things he said. And finally, let me read verses, I mean Psalms, just a few verses here and there from the last three Psalms. You know, how he put it all together. You know, after writing all these things, you know, he was still praising the Lord at the end of it. Praise the Lord, he would say, let everything that had breath praise the Lord, he would say, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye angels. Praise him, all ye hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, stars of light. Praise ye him, ye heavens of heavens. And ye waters that be upon the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. Praise ye him, ye walking with God family. For the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Praise ye him, ye saints of the Lord. I mean, put your own words there. Put your own things there. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. He's always saying that. His praise in the congregation of saints. Let the walking with God folks rejoice in him. You know, say, rejoice in the God of your salvation. Rejoice in your King. Let them praise his name in the dance. Oh, my goodness. You talk about David. He was someone that loved to get down. That's right. Get down in praising the Lord. Not in, you know, to music that doesn't glorify God or satanic worship. No. Some of those music are like that. You choose carefully. You sing with understanding. You know the music that you got to yield your heart unto. You know, let them praise the Lord with a timbrel and harp. Bring the tambourines and so forth. And praise the Lord. You know, let the saints and all walking with God folks be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises. Listen to this. I love this one. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. When you are doing that, you are a person that learns or has learned to, you know, use the high praises of God all the time. It actually creates a powerful weapon in your hand. You know, the high praises of God in your mouth causes a sharp two-edged sword to be in your hand. And this is another way how you reload. Gives you the ability to bind, you know, satanic forces. And every prince of any satanic altar, you bind them. Bind the kings, bind the chains, bind the nobles. This honor have all the saints. Yeah, you have it. You got that power to do that in the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, he said. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him, you know, for his mighty acts. And praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. I love to dance, you know, before the Lord. Praise God, you know. And the Lord taught me a few moves too. And, you know, because the Lord, he loves the praises of his people, you know, he inhabits it. He loves to smell those praises. The Lord said, look, some of you, I will not smell anything in your assembly, but those of you who know how to praise the Lord, you know, praise him with the loud cymbals, praise him with the sounding cymbals, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The Lord enjoys it. And he loves it when we praise his name. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Even the Lord loves it. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord said, look, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. You know, those of you who are, you know, in sorrow and so forth because of hard times, because of adversities, you know, and all the various things that face you. Listen to what the Lord says. He said, I'm going to get you together. You know, all the reproach that was a burden upon you and so forth. I will, you know, say, at that time, said the Lord, will I undo all that afflict you. Glory to God. You know, so all the affliction and so forth and all the burdens, the Lord, you know, he's mindful of us. And he said, I will undo all that afflict you. This is Zephaniah chapter 3. And, you know, all that was driven out, I'm going to bring you out. And I'm going to get you praise and fame. You know, the people that have narrowly looked upon you before, they will eventually say, you know, see what the Lord has done. That's right. You know, everywhere where, you know, you were shameful before, the Lord said, I will bring you again to glory. You know, even at this time, will I gather you and make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I shall have turned your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? By praising him, you can get yourself into these realms, you know, that will stir your heart and awaken you from, you know, depression and things like that. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are familiar with the writings of Neil Frisby, he wrote a powerful scroll, so 70, full of praises and all the things he can do. It can get you out of depression, he said, you know, and you use that praise of the Lord to get yourself out of many a jam, you know, at times. Jehoshaphat, once he heard, you know, the word of encouragement from the Lord, he didn't even wait to see the actual victory. He began to praise the Lord. He led the charge even. In praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful when you have a leader that, you know, fears the Lord like that? I pray that the Lord will give us leaders, you know, like Jehoshaphat, who can command a whole people to worship and to praise the Lord, and who himself will lead that charge, not only, you know, in saying, hey, let's worship the Lord. No, when it came time, they went out and God gave them the victory in the wilderness of Tekoa. But then they came back. 3 days they were praising the Lord in the valley of Barakah. And they, you know, Jehoshaphat, he led the charge. So praising the Lord and singing hymns and so forth is another powerful way of reloading your faith. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our lesson on faith reloaded, even in the face of all kinds of adversities and against all odds. That's what we've been talking about this last 3 days. And now we're going to go into some prayers, and then I will yield it up for your reactions. The prayers that I want to pray today will be out of these last verses that I read from Zephaniah chapter 3. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, I will undo all that afflict thee. Glory to God. So read it for yourself out of your Bible. Don't take my word for it. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 19. Behold, at that time will I undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out. I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. In other words, God will turn the captivity around. He's going to make shame. He said, for your shame, I will give you double joy and double glory. Praise God. And I will bring you again, even at that time. I'll gather you, make you a name and a praise. Glory to God. Whereas people have said, you know, the sighing and the shaking of the head. Now they shall say, see what the Lord has done. That's what they will be saying. And because the glory of the Lord will come to turn your captivity before your own eyes. The Lord said it. That's right. You know, in your time and before your very eyes, I will turn back your captivity, saith the Lord. So I am going to pray with this closing words from Zephaniah to pray over the room today. Father, I thank you for this powerful declaration by the mouth of Zephaniah. What the Lord is going to do at such a time, especially when we are facing all kinds of odds and adversities, challenges, difficulties, trials and tribulations. And the Lord said, when you begin to praise the Lord, he said he will even rejoice with you in your singing. And then I will turn your captivity around in the places where you have been ashamed. I will now bring praise and glory. In that day, thou shalt not be ashamed anymore. Ha, glory to God. And I will take away from the midst of thee in everything that is contrary. The pride of man. Let not the pride of man, O Lord, prevail against you in the lives of your children. Let not the arrogancy of man and the voice and the tongue that say, aha, aha. Let them not prevail against the name of the Lord in the lives of your people. And I call forth joy and gladness. The Bible says the hour has come, the year of my redeemed, a harvest of joy coming for to replace your tears of faith. The Lord said, I will turn your captivity and I will get you name and fame. The Lord himself will rejoice. He's mighty. He will save. Rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love when he shall have seen his goodness performed over your life. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, I will gather all those that are sorrowful because of affliction. Gather them into the solemn assembly. And I will undo everything that afflicts you, saith the Lord. Glory to God. I pray that this has been a blessing to you in this series of how to reload your faith in the face of adversities and against all odds. Praise the Lord. And to recap, there were about 10 or so things that I talked about through this series of how you can do it. And I'm going to just read through the list. Not going to go into it again. We've already discussed it for 3 days. Joy and rejoicing, number one. Number two, encouraging yourself in the Lord. These are the ways that you reload your faith. You know, number three, repeating God's word. Number four, renaming your situation. Your situation says you are, you know, forsaken, rename yourself to Hephzibah. Your situation says you are rejected and you are, you know, you are left alone. You may rename yourself to Beulah. Praise God. You know, then doing self-deliverance. Shake thyself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. It's again how you reload your faith. Number six, using the word of your testimony. Encourage yourself. Isaiah 50:7. I know that the Lord God will help me. I will not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Number seven, using, giving yourself to prevailing prayer and consecrated fasting. That will break many things. Matthew 17:21. Some things, cannot be broken. Some spirit of melancholy sometimes, takes prayer and fasting. But praise will shatter many ceilings. Praise will break many gates, cut asunder many bars. Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises to God in the midnight hour in Acts chapter 16. And the gates, were opened. The chains were shattered by their praises. Praise the Lord. Number nine, continue steadfast in serving the Lord. Romans 12:12. Be not slothful in business. Steadfast in serving the Lord. Continuing instant in prayer. Believing the Lord always. Continue to do what you have been doing before the difficult times came. Don't withdraw just because of adversity or odds against you. And the Lord, he will see that and he will reward it. And number 10, but not the least, not the last, and not the least, wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentation 3:26. It is good that a man should both hope and patiently wait. Our God will come and save us. And the psalmist said in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. Now, if you believe it, you can say amen for it. I want us to pray together now and believe and claim these promises for ourselves, because the Lord has said it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.